Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is March 16, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about bids for Elon Musk's crypto-themed NFT pass $1 million. Texas securities regulator issues emergency order against Binance impersonator. Inflation takes over from COVID as biggest market risk. Bank of America. Billionaire investor Howard Marks warming to Bitcoin. XRP jumps as bullish golden cross pattern appears in price chart. Ledger doubles down on institutional crypto with new business unit and hiring push. Post Malone to mix NFTs, experiences in revamped music streaming platform. How eToro got ready to go public. Now let's get started. Bids for Elon Musk's crypto-themed NFT pass $1 million. The NFT features a gold trophy decorated with diamond hands, a group of Shiba Inu dogs, a moon and the crypto term HODL. Tesla's Elon Musk is auctioning off a non-fungible token, NFT, based artwork, with bids now over the $1 million mark. Tweeted late on Monday, the NFT features a gold trophy decorated with diamond hands, Shiba Inu dogs, presumably referencing Dogecoin, a moon and the crypto term HODL, all tastefully spinning and gleaming to some house music. In typical joking style, Musk, who officially became Techno King of Tesla on Monday, announced the news, saying, "I am selling this song about NFTs as an NFT." Bids for the tweet on the valuables, by Cent, marketplace have been rolling in and, at the time of publication, the highest bid comes from Etsina Astavi at $1.12 million. NFTs are the latest white hot sector in the digital asset space, with celebrities lining up to launch art or music cryptographically linked to the digital tokens. On Thursday, an NFT artwork by crypto artist Beeple was sold for a record $69.3 million by major auction house Christie's. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey recently auctioned off his first tweet, raising $2.5 million for charity. It's not clear so far if Musk will donate his NFT earnings to a good cause. Texas securities regulator issues emergency order against Binance impersonator. The pitch is relatively simple: invest a little, gain a lot, and don't worry about risk, the Texas State Securities Board said. The securities watchdog in Texas has issued a cease and desist order against an allegedly fraudulent platform posing as the cryptocurrency company Binance. According to a press release on Tuesday, Securities Commissioner Travis Iles of the Texas State Securities Board entered the emergency order taking aim at an online cryptocurrency platform Delta Crypt Limited. The firm, listed with UK Business Registrar Companies House, was previously accused by the Philippine Securities Watchdog of illegally offering securities in April of last year. Following the warning, Delta Crypt removed its website, but continued to operate as normal under new names including Binance Assets, Binance Assets Limited and Bitkind Limited, according to the release. The regulator says Delta Crypt is currently advertising cryptocurrency investments through different plans, including a gold plan and a diamond plan promising 3,040% returns on investment. The pitch is relatively simple: invest a little, gain a lot, and don't worry about risk, the securities board said. The regulator found the offerings by Delta Crypt to be fraudulent and deceptive, accusing it of concealing information about its principals and the Philippine regulator's warning. The firm is also alleged to be illegally soliciting sales agents with promises to pay commissions irrespective of appropriate company registration or licensure. Inflation takes over from COVID as biggest market risk. Bank of America. It's a sign of the times how dramatically the vaccine has changed the market landscape. A year after the coronavirus pandemic initially wreaked havoc on the global economy. In a sign of just how dramatically the coronavirus vaccine has altered the market calculus on Wall Street, the fear of soaring inflation has displaced the pandemic as fund managers' biggest worry in the latest monthly survey by Bank of America. And betting on a Bitcoin, BTC, -0.23% rally remains one of the hottest trades. According to the survey, higher than expected inflation is now seen as the biggest tail risk, an event that's seen as statistically unlikely but with potentially dramatic consequences. The coronavirus slipped from the number one concern for the first time since February 2020. This implies that global fund managers think vaccination will finally lead us to reopening and that the extremely loose monetary policy in times of economic recovery is not without risk. Jeroen Blokland, portfolio manager for the Robeco Multi-Asset Funds, noted in a daily analysis. Concerns about rising inflation could boost hedging demand for the store of value assets such as Bitcoin and gold, although recently investors have started to wonder whether the Federal Reserve might unwind stimulus as the economy reheats. That might set up the cryptocurrency's prices for a fall, since the 12-year-old digital asset is still seen as a risky investment, similar to stocks. However, the survey shows long Bitcoin, or a bullish bet on the cryptocurrency, is the second most crowded trade in the financial market. A crowded trade is one that is extremely popular, but also so widely held that a market pullback could trigger a violent unwind as traders scramble to exit positions. Billionaire investor Howard Marks warming to Bitcoin. Marks, who is worth $2.1 billion, said his early comments on Bitcoin were a knee-jerk reaction. Howard Marks, co-founder of alternative investment manager Oaktree Capital, says he has reconsidered his previous dismissive stance on Bitcoin, BTC, -0.99%. The investor, who is worth $2.1 billion according to Forbes, previously said in a 2017 memo that cryptocurrency was an unfounded fad. The comment was a knee-jerk reaction without information, Marks conceded in a video interview with the Korea Economic Daily on Monday. While had previously considered Bitcoin to have no intrinsic value, he said that there are plenty of things that people want and value highly that have no intrinsic value. How about a painting or a diamond or a bar of gold? He said. Marks described the positives of Bitcoin as being able to trade 24 hours a day in confidentiality. Saying his early comments hadn't been proven correct so far, Marks added that, with Bitcoin now over $50,000, people who bought at $5,000 look right. However, while Bitcoin, unlike the US dollar, has a limited supply of 21 million units, Marks argued the market is circular, meaning people want the cryptocurrency because the price is rising and that demand drives prices up. Marks also said in a recent Oaktree memo that his son thankfully owns a meaningful amount of Bitcoin. XRP jumps as bullish golden cross pattern appears in price chart. It's often a bullish indicator when the 50-week moving average crosses above the 100-week, but traders can get trapped on the wrong side of the market. XRP, the digital token used in Ripple Labs payments network, was outperforming Bitcoin and other major cryptocurrencies on Tuesday, with a longer duration technical indicator flashing a bullish signal. The token's price was around 48 cents at press time, up 9% on a 24-hour basis, based on CoinDesk 20 data. Other prominent cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, Ether, Chainlink and Litecoin were nursing moderate losses. XRP's 50-week moving average crossed above the 100-week MA earlier this month, confirming a pattern known in price charts as a golden crossover, a long-term bullish indicator. Traders and chart reading analysts often see the golden cross as a sign of a definitive uptrend. As such, the latest cross may attract stronger buying pressure from trend following traders, leading to continued price gains. XRP's weekly chart shows major resistance at 80 cents. The area has capped gains multiple times since September 2018. Readers, however, should note that the Golden Cross isn't the holy grail of the market and often traps buyers on the wrong side of the markets. That's because moving averages follow prices, and by the time the crossover happens, an asset is sometimes overbought and due for a correction. XRP, however, looks far from being overbought with the daily and weekly chart relative strength indices hovering well below 70. Ledger doubles down on institutional crypto with new business unit and hiring push. Banks used to tell Ledger they wanted to do blockchain, not Bitcoin. Not anymore. Ledger, the brand most people associate with hardware wallets, is doubling down on institutional business with a new unit and an aggressive hiring plan. Announced Tuesday, Ledger Enterprise Solutions will drive forth the firm's institution-focused Ledger Vault, the first crypto custody technology to be publicly linked to a major bank in the form of Nomura and the Komainu Consortium, which recently raised $25 million. As large financial institutions look to enter the new realm of digital assets, a handful of specialized custody technology firms, such as Anchorage, BitGo, Fireblocks, and Curve, recently acquired by PayPal, are hoovering up this handholding business. Meanwhile, large corporate entities are also joining the party, following the likes of Tesla and MicroStrategy. We took the decision to create an independent business unit with around 50 to 60 people, aiming to grow that to about 120 people by the end of the year, said Ledger Vice President of Business Solutions Jean-Michel Pilhen, who is leading the new division. The Ledger Vault solution we created in 2018 has lived within the larger group, and now it needs to come into the light a little bit more. Joining Pilhen's leadership team is newly appointed VP of Sales and Partnerships Alexander Lamarchand. Beefing up things on the engineering side, Ledger Enterprise has hired former Six Digital, SDX, developer Alex Zinder as VP of Engineering and former Thales engineer Laurent Castillo as VP of Technical Architecture. Ledger's institutional custody tech clients include Komainu, Crypto.com, Uphold, Bank Frick, Bitstamp and Nexo. Komainu, a joint venture between Ledger, Nomura and CoinShares, went live in June 2020, after a two-year test period. Komainu's recent $25 million seed round was led by hedge fund billionaire Alan Howard. We were a little ahead of the curve when we launched Komainu during a bearish market cycle, but that also gave us time to grow and develop and we have learned a lot, Pilhen said in an interview. 2 or 3 years back, big banks would tell Ledger they wanted to do blockchain and not Bitcoin, Pilhen said. The good news is that it's now time for all the banks and institutional players to enter this market, said Pilhen. And guess what? Most of them are not equipped to build this from scratch and are looking for partners. Post Malone to mix NFTs, experiences in revamped music streaming platform. Malone and producer Dre London are bringing Fuse NFTs to their Ox live streaming site as the NFT arms race heats up. Rapper Post Malone's concert streaming service, Ox Live, will begin minting Fuse-based non-fungible tokens, NFTs, that blend the line between art and experience. The collaboration, Malone's second in the NFT space, is set to take off on March 18 with a series of NFTs meant to memorialize concert experiences. In a world where attending concerts in person is still out of the question for many, Malone and his manager Dre London are hoping NFTs can bring some of the magic back. The resulting token structure operates much like a colorful artistic Super Bowl ticket of past years, said Alex Schultz of Fuse. It's a collectible piece of artwork that also grants its holders access to an exclusive event. Such perks might involve getting backstage or flying with Malone to the venue or even playing virtual beer pong with him. Once COVID lapses, perhaps even in person. Holders can use their tokens for access now and then perhaps trade them later. Built atop Fuse social token system, the experiential NFTs add a crypto streak to one-year-old OxLive, a Netflix-like streaming platform specific to live concerts. London said OxLive will also begin accepting payment in Fuse token for fans outside of the US. Schultz was hopeful the company can soon add the US to that list. He's waiting for input from token skeptical securities regulators on the matter. Earlier this month, rock band Kings of Leon trotted out golden tickets as part of its NFT album release. The latest from Malone represents an escalation of sorts in the fan engagement arms race among tech-savvy musicians. Only last month Malone and Dre launched their first NFT crossover event with the suds-soaked Celebrity World Pong League. There, as here, the rapper partnered with Fuse to bring an experiential crypto offering to fans. Holders of the NFTs minted in that event were given the chance at playing Pong against the rapper. London said the Pong NFT event, which launched right at the start of the current NFT mania, outperformed his expectations in terms of community engagement and uptake. He said it laid the foundation for the act to develop the far more robust program debuting now. London told CoinDesk it's only the beginning of a partnership that he said will span multiple Post Malone concerts and perhaps branch off into different acts, too. The only difference from a few months ago when he first heard of NFTs. The medium is exploding far faster than he ever anticipated. How eToro got ready to go public. CEO Yoni Assia says he beat Elon Musk by 10 years when it comes to adding Bitcoin to the balance sheet. Ahead of an upcoming public listing announced Tuesday, eToro saw explosive growth at the start of 2021. Over 2020, eToro grew its revenue 147% year-over-year, with the crypto trading business accounting for 16% of revenue, said CEO Yoni Assia. Obviously we started this year with a bang thanks to the crypto rally, Assia told CoinDesk in an interview. In January 2021 we added 1.2 million new registered users to the network versus an average of 440,000 per month in 2020. And a 192,000 monthly average in 2019. The merger with a special purpose acquisition company, SPAC, which elevates eToro's value to around $9.4 billion, will drive an aggressive expansion plan, said Assia, with hundreds of positions to the current 300 staff being added over the coming year. Globally, we're very excited about our expansion in the US. Both the triple-digit growth rate we're seeing right now in the U.S. as well as our expected launch of equity in the U.S., he said. The firm has made several acquisitions in the crypto space including asset tokenization startup Firmo and Delta, a crypto portfolio tracker application company, both in 2019. During an investor call Tuesday, eToro said 87% of total revenue in 2020 were generated from the spread of buy and sell prices of assets. The residual revenue were derived from interest income from margin position, currency, conversions and other income, the firm said. The eToro social investment platform was launched back in 2010, and the firm was one of the earliest to get into cryptocurrency. Before any cryptocurrency was added to the trading platform, Assia began to buy and hold Bitcoin, BTC, -0.1%, he explained. We bought some crypto for our treasury 10 years before Elon Musk for between $5 and $20 back in 2011. Unfortunately, we only bought about $50,000 back then. But that enabled us to become the first regulated brokerage in Europe to offer cryptocurrency trading back in 2013, he said. Even assuming all were bought at $20, eToro would have a trove of 2,500 BTC worth over $138 million at today's prices. It may be the perfect time for companies that handle cryptocurrency to go public, but eToro was around for the last bull run and the winter that followed. The firm said it grew its business significantly during the first crypto rally of 2017-2018 and has extended its equities business, which grew from 11% of revenue in 2017 to 44% of revenue in 2020. I think for us, what we learned from the crypto winter, is the importance of diversification, Assia said. A significant amount of users joined eToro during a crypto rally in 2017, and many are still active on eToro today in trading both stocks and cryptocurrencies. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.